P-E-M. Mobile.
We're P-O-T mobile.
We're C-E-M.
How you doing?
Was that you? I wasn't sure. I didn't recognize the call sign.
It's me. It's me. Headed home from work. How you doing, man?
I'm actually home. We're headed over to mother-in-law's house so I can work on her toilet.
Man, sounds like a wonderful time.
It's a leak and not a clog.
Good deal, good deal. Yeah, I got one at my mom's house. I still got to deal with it. I hadn't had a chance to get to just yet, but hopefully it'll just be a rebuild kit inside and send it on its way, so we'll see.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I bought the whole kit and flush and float and everything else.
They aren't that bad at all, just a couple minutes and you're done. So hopefully that'll be a nice quick switch out for you. So what you been up to?
As always, just working and then playing on the radio or going home and going to bed. How about you? I know you've been going in early every morning.
Man, I've been putting in some crazy hours lately trying to get some stuff straightened out over there at the shop, trying to help make some things better for everybody. So it's been a whirlwind. So... yeah, I'm usually there by 5 o'clock, already at the shop. But what time do you get on in the morning?
We'll start leaving a little bit earlier now, so I'll probably be on the road either right before 5 or right at 5 o'clock. Because I got to make sure I'm at work. I moved to a new area in the plant, so I get to make sure I'm there early so I can be ready, since I don't know what I'm doing right now. I don't know my area enough to... wing it when I go to meet.
Did you switch job titles, or are you still going to do the same thing?
Job title is just in a different area, and in the newer hall, I guess. I don't want to say new hall, but the newer hall, that the one that was built, shoot, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, right next to...
Very cool. Now, aren't you guys opening up, like, your own press shop now, your own tool shop?
We talked about it. I think that's the direction they're going to go. The more, there's been a lot of things that's kind of shown on what they really need to do to not be so affected by supplier issues or, of course, with the whole, the port situation. They've definitely looked into areas where they can expand and just do our own stuff to prevent some of that.
We need to see how all that plays out. Hopefully that'll go good for them. But it's been crazy over here. How's business been? Has it been steady for you guys? You've been picked up, or how has it been, especially in comparison to last year?
Oh God, it was wide open. I mean, we're still selling everything we can build, and the only time, we haven't even slowed down. They were shuttering some of the other plants just so we could make sure that we kept the chips and stuff like that in. And even there were some weeks where we'd just run cars and park them out back. You get a couple thousand of them, and then the parts would finally come in, and so they'd run them back through and rebuild them.
Interesting. You know, Mike was telling me the other day, you had mentioned to him about a meeting that you had just come out of or were getting ready. I think you were getting ready to go into it. I think you guys were talking on the way into work. And it was on how to pander to the millennials that are coming into the workforce. Have you guys been having trouble finding good quality help?
A struggle. I mean, you know, you get, I'm not going to say even just the newer people nowadays. I mean, COVID's really opened people's eyes on whether they want to continue the same kind of work. So, realistically, you see it across the same, you know, across different generations where people just, they just reevaluate what they want to do and they decide to go do something else because, unfortunately, there's plenty of work to be had.
Truth, man, you can definitely go out and find something fairly easy, depending on, you know, where you're looking in the economic range. But, yeah, yeah, we have. It's been hard finding, you know, good quality technicians right now. You know, nobody wants to go out and get their hands dirty anymore. You know, they want to, you know, sit at a computer screen, make six figures a year, and, you know, pretend like they're not doing nothing. You know, I guess it's this pipe dream that's out there. I haven't found it yet, but it's been hard to work through that this past year. I'm just trying to find some good quality people wanting to get out there and, you know, learn and earn a trade.
Right. I mean, every once in a while you'll stumble across them. You got to go through enough of them to finally find the good ones, and then, you know, they really surprise you. And like you said, some of the newer generation, when they come in and just see how hard they want to work and come in on their days off and stuff, it's just really, it's surprising nowadays, where before it, that wouldn't have been as much big a deal. People just did it because they wanted the extra money, or now you just don't see it as often.
You appreciate the guys that you do have, you know, that's your good core crew, that you, even if you've already had them for some time, it has re-upped our appreciation for those guys, and we try to, you know, tell them, I try to make a point to tell them, you know, on a weekly basis, if not on a daily basis, if I can find something for those, you know, that core group, you know, young and old, you know, we've got a full spectrum of them as far as age goes, it's in that good core group. But it really does, if there's a good thing that comes out of it, is it makes you really appreciate the guys that you do have, and the effort that they put out. But finding anybody to replace anybody that retires or something like that, you know, man, it's hard.
Yeah, you're definitely right, and I feel that really showing that appreciation for them kind of, it makes a difference. I mean, even if somebody doesn't want to do something, if you just at least just going in and telling them good morning and telling them you appreciate their hard work every once in a while, I feel like it goes a long way.
It does, that's for sure. People do, you know, they appreciate that, the recognition of it. So, yeah, we try to make a point of that at the shop, you know, to kind of go that route and just let them know that, hey, we really do appreciate what you guys are doing. You know, it does help, but it's still, it's those, anytime you got to replace somebody, that is the tricky part right now. But, you know, hey, we're taking a day at a time and move on through it.
You know, like you said, you've been working hard, but, and it's hard to do it sometimes, but at least things are going well enough that you got to, you know, you got plenty of work coming in. But, well, Tim, I am here at my mother-in-law's house, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you. It's been good talking to you again. I hope to hear you a little more on the radio. Maybe in the morning sometime, especially going a little bit earlier right now. But I hope we'll do it again. So this is KO4CEF, and I'm going to be clear on your phone.
Yeah, man, I'm glad I was able to get the radio on today and talk with you. Definitely a good time to catch up. So enjoy the time over there. Don't get too deep in that toilet. Let's keep it simple today. And hopefully we'll get to catch you soon. So 7-3 to you. Have a good rest of the evening. KK4POT.
NUE, KN4VWA. NUE, KN4VWA.
JW, KN4VWA.
VWA, mobile.